Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 406 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great, great question today, actually, from Tanner. Not to say that all the other questions aren't great, but this is actually a really great question. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor. First up is lynda.com, L-Y-N-D-A.com, a site that I've used myself several times to learn a bunch of different new software that that I've been using, also how to use my DSLR camera. I know my assistant Mindy uses it and has been a subscriber for a very long time. There are over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills, everything from productivity to growth hacking fundamentals to income tax fundamentals, security features for your iPhone and iPad. I mean, everything is there, and you can check out all of the on-demand videos are there to check out for free for 10 days if you go to lynda.com/askpat. Again, that's lynda.com/askpat. Check it out. All right, here's today's question from Tanner.
Hey, Pat. Love everything you do, man. Keep it going. Quick question for today regarding courses. So I have multiple courses already developed and actually live. I've used Udemy to do that, and I've had some success, but not as much as I feel like I can get with these courses. I've spent a lot of time and effort. They're in the web and mobile development areas, and so I kind of want to start to do some of these private launches, through my own site and things like that, and I can get all that set up. My question is, since I don't have an audience yet or an email list, would your suggestion, it might be pretty obvious, but would your suggestion be to go ahead and make that site and then, try and build up my email list? I'd like to be able to do this, as quickly as possible, just because the courses are made. I just need to be able to get that private launch. And I want to do kind of the open and closed, launch over, probably a span of a week. Just wondering what your thoughts would be on that. Have a great day, Pat, and, love everything you do, man.
Hey, Tanner, what's up? Thank you so much for this question. There's a lot here, actually, and I'm really encouraged to know that you have courses already. You know, a lot of people, including myself, kind of go the other way around, where we start to build an audience first, and maybe we've been building it for years, and we're too afraid to put a course out, or you're not exactly sure what people in your audience are looking for, and you're kind of going the reverse route, and it's kind of cool that you've used Udemy to validate these courses, to get some sort of customers under you already, and I think that's a big benefit to you. The one thing I would do is make sure that you perhaps follow up with your existing customers, if possible, through Udemy to figure out what else they want and perhaps discover what else is missing and really get to the pain points. That's one of the struggles with using these other courses, course marketplaces out there. Udemy, it's hard to get really into the heads of your customers because they have such a great marketing engine that a lot of times you're just getting customers automatically because of the emails they send out. And if this person bought this course, they see, well, people have also bought this course. You know how Amazon does that. I think Udemy does that as well. And so I would really try to explore and get into the heads of your audience, exactly know exactly who they are. Because when you use these marketing tactics that I'm going to talk about in just a second, it's going to help you so much better. So it's going to be a lot harder in terms of the marketing because you can't just put it up and, if you build it, they won't come. It's not a field of dreams out there. You have to build it and promote it. And I think that's where the email list comes in as well. So I think building the email list is great. Now, do you need a website to build that audience? Not necessarily, not in the way that I think you were mentioning. For example, you don't need to build a website to start to write blog content and do a podcast and do videos to try and build an audience. I mean, that stuff could help, but that's the route that I took. That's the route that a lot of other people have taken to build that audience and then discover what that audience wants. But you already have something that is proven and there are customers, you said. So now it's a matter of, how to build that email list of those kinds of people. So the trick is one, well, where do those people hang out? You want to discover what other sites and people out there are already targeting that audience. And this will give you an opportunity to create JV partnerships and relationships with those people, where you could perhaps give them a commission for getting in front of their audience, or you can do an email blast off of their already existing email list and those sorts of things. Those types of relationships are very, very common. And that would be a very quick and easy way for you to get in front of an audience who you can't get in front of right now. Another thing you could do is these webinars. And webinars are an amazing way to build your email list and sell at the same time. So you'd be able to do kind of two for one. So yes, you get some, quote, low-hanging fruit from selling off of a webinar, and we'll talk about how to drive traffic to those webinars in just a second. But when people register for a webinar, whether they buy or not, they're going to be on your email list, because for something like GoToWebinar, they're going to have to register, and then they get notified days before the webinar comes out. And even if they don't attend, you have their email and you can put them into a funnel where they follow up. So webinars are a great way to go about it. Well, how do you get people into these webinars? Again, you can't just build it and hope they will come. There's going to be a little bit of work behind it as well. Now, the number one way I know to grow your webinar list is to bring people and traffic into your webinar, which, like I said, therefore builds your list at the same time of, again, targeted users for the products and the courses that you're selling. Facebook ads. Facebook ads is the number one way to do it. Amy Porterfield would agree with me, I'm sure, because she's used Facebook and Facebook ads to grow her email list through Facebook. She says Facebook is the number one way to grow your email list because you can get very targeted with those types of people. Whether you give away something on that webinar or you sell something on webinar, it doesn't matter. But driving people into a registration process to go into something like a webinar or a free giveaway or a lead magnet of some kind is really going to help you build your list. And with Facebook, you can get really targeted with who it is you are going to show those ads to. There's something called graph search, which allows you to find people who like certain kinds of pages, for example, on Facebook, and you can target your ads for people who like certain pages. So if you find a personality or a website out there that a lot of people in your space follow, you can target those ads to people who like that page or who follow that person or, who are in those kinds of groups as well. And again, it makes it so easy for you to bring those people into your email list, into that webinar funnel, and then if they purchase, great. If not, they're in your email list and you can put them down another funnel as well. Again, it's that whole thing of building your list. Now, to go along with what I said back earlier, your JV partnerships or these affiliate commissions that you're going to be potentially working with other people who have that existing audience, maybe instead of selling directly to their audience, you are offering something for free, like a webinar or a Q&A. Maybe you have some expertise that this person who has influence doesn't have. And it would be a win for everybody because you'd be able to provide information to their audience that they couldn't do themselves. They would be getting a commission from sales. They'd be promoting for you. So you'd kind of just be jumping ahead in terms of that trust because you have somebody who they trust already recommending you, and that can help in terms of growth of your email list and then the sales funnel as well. You could also do Q&As. Q&As are a great way to go, especially if there are a lot of people in this space who are kind of trying to figure their way and weave their way in and out of it. Q&As are great. They make you look like an expert. They build authority. People can register to either get access to you or maybe they don't. Maybe it's something like a Periscope that you do where you are answering questions and then people can, at the end of it, subscribe to your list by getting something for free. So maybe you're teaching something and then at the end you say, hey, well, if you want to get my quick setup guide, 10 quick tips to help you achieve whatever, you go to this website and you download it there, it's for free. Now, of course, they'll have to leave their email address and then they get put into that funnel again where you then sell them whatever it is that you're selling. Now, I have some great audio files, or excuse me, podcasts, which are audio files. I don't know why I said audio files, but I have some podcasts that I've done in the past. I think episode 159 has to deal with autoresponders. So that's going to show you kind of the progression of what happens when people enter the autoresponder and how many emails they might need to purchase. And again, they might not purchase that first email. They might not purchase that 14th email. They might not purchase that 30th email, but they're there and they're going to help you out. And if anything, you can get feedback and learn more about who that audience is through that interaction that you have. Ask them to reply and share what it is that they need help with. And that can help you figure out what to create more courses about. Or eventually, when you start to create content, what you could create content about. So that can help you as well. Now, do you need a website of any kind? Yes. You need some sort of sales page, obviously, where you could sell whatever it is you're promoting. And there's a lot of great templates on something like Lead Pages. If you use Lead Pages, askpat.com/leadpages is the affiliate link for those of you listening. Lead Pages is great because you can literally just in a manner of minutes create those pages that you need, a sales page, a webinar registration page, thank you pages, and you literally don't even need to set up a domain. You can just have it all hosted on Lead Pages. Now, of course, if you're going to be selling a product, you'd want to have that domain or something related to that domain or product registered, have you there, because people are going to be doing research and finding it. And the sales page is really important as well, because you want to start to keep track of conversions and tracking and that sort of thing. And you want to have as much control over that as possible. But yes, you're going to need pages and something set up to collect payments and delivery of all those sorts of things. I mean, if you want to do this privately, you're going to have to create some sort of back end where people can log in and get access to it and those types of things. And there's a lot of different solutions out there for you that can help you do that as well. WP Wishlist, WP Courseware, Zippy Courses by Derek Halpern is a great one as well to help you easily create those courses to get it to a point where you can make sales. People get their unique login and password to then log in to get access to all that stuff. So again, Zippy Courses is great for that as well. AskPat.com/Zippy Courses if you want to check that out. And yes, that is an affiliate link as well. And just a couple more resources to share with you, Tanner. I know this isn't like a step-by-step answer for you, but hopefully this gives you a lot of guidance in terms of what you can do next and what you're looking for. Amy Porterfield, I already mentioned her name, amyporterfield.com. She is the Facebook ads queen. You could check her out. Rick Mulready is another guy who's great. He has the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, so a lot of free resources there as well. Derek Halpern is a great resource too. He does the Stop, Start, Open, Close promotions too. So I follow Derek not only just because he's a friend, but because he does this marketing of his products very well. I also follow Ramit Sethi for the same reason. He does his marketing and his emails extremely well, time-tested, mother-approved kind of stuff. Or maybe not mother-approved, but you know what I mean by that. But go ahead and check that out. Yeah, I said Halpern instead of Halpern. I just noticed that. Thanks. but yes, Amy Porterfield also does this open-close launches too. Michael Hyatt, same thing. So those are some great resources you can check out, get inspiration from. So Tanner, I hope this has been helpful, and we've provided a lot of resources here. And I say we because I'm doing this live on Periscope, so I just feel like there's a lot of people in this room with me helping you out. And again, this is episode 406. If any of you have anything you'd like to add and help Tanner out with, go ahead and go to Twitter and use hashtag AskPat405. Again, that's hashtag AskPat406. Hashtag AskPat406, and we can continue this conversation off of this episode as well. So Tanner, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. We're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here in the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank another sponsor, GetSidekick.com. This is Sidekick. I use this in my email. It's awesome because I can see, after I send an email to somebody important, if they open it or not, or when they open it. And there's been a lot of times where this has been extremely, extremely useful. If I'm looking to get an email back and I notice that person opened it and they haven't responded in a couple days, you know, it gives me reason to send them back and just follow up, because, you know, I don't say, hey, I know you opened that email, but it just lets me know that I can send another one and ping them again because they haven't responded yet. So there's a lot of other cool features with this. You can send schedule emails ahead of time when you're offline and all those sorts of things. So if you want to check this out, get your first month free, go to getsidekick.com/Pat. Again, that's getsidekick.com/Pat. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Marilyn Vos Savant. She says, "Success is achieved by developing our strengths, not by eliminating our weaknesses." Cheers. Thanks so much, and I'll see you tomorrow in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.